This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to a, what do I want to call it, a session of sanity. That's all I can call it, a session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so got, I won't say it's up in the air. You know, you're going to have, Georgia Senate runoff. And, you know, you're just going to have to, bottom line with this, we're going to have to find a way to help these people. You need 52. 51 isn't exactly going to cut it. You look at guys like Mitt Romney and a few others, you're not going to have the help and the Senate that you want to have. Right? Come on, you know what I'm telling you is truth. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. You can donate. Big donate button. That's not going to hurt you. You can do that as well because, you know, Mike Lindell has been helping us bring in some money for the show. And the way he does that is simple. You need a pillow? Pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, mattress covers, doggy bed, whatever you need, head over there and check it out first. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You can save 30 to 70%. And the beauty behind it is that at least you'll be buying something you need. You'll be saving money and helping support the show. And we all believe in capitalism here, I should hope. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Joe Biden, you gotta love this guy. I don't know if he really has a grasp, if you would, on reality. He's got a message to the... Sorry, I find this interesting. He's got a message to the Republicans who plan to investigate his son. Good luck. I don't even know what that means. Do you? Joe Biden, in a short speech, said, lots of luck if they follow through on their commitments to use the GOP majority to investigate his son Biden, Hunter Biden's business dealings. He said he can't control what they're going to do. Biden taking questions from the White House on Wednesday. As the balance of power hangs in limbo, he was asked about congressional Republicans' intentions to launch a number of investigations. Right? I mean, there are some things that need to be looked at, questions that need to be called. I know some of my friends don't want them to do any investigations at all. What I don't want them to do is nothing but investigations. If they want to hand this back to the Democrats in a couple of years, the easiest way to do that is to do investigation after investigation after investigation. That's the best way to pull this off if you want to give it back to them. It's just craziness. So he goes on to say, you know, lots of luck in your senior years, my coach used to say, according to Biden. Look, He said, I think the American people, they want us to move on and get things done for them. Well, not like you're doing it, buddy. He added that I can't control what they're going to do. All I can do is continue to try to make it better for the American people. All right, is he really? I want to know what drugs he's on. Really? I want to know what drug is he on. Now, I know they don't listen to the show, so I'm good. If the FBI was smart, they would go in and they would put a case together as to why, you know, take all this stuff on and how there was no real evidence there. Because once they go through all that, they're going to have a heck of a time turning it up and making it happen again and bringing him in front of a court or judge or whatever. Seriously. Now, he can get in their way. He can be an obstacle for them. He also had a look, you know, bottom line with it is they need to do what's better for the American people. I'm thinking, why don't you do what's better for the American people? Now, don't you dare say resign. I don't want him gone. Yeah, I know. Who's next in line? Anybody paying attention? And until Kevin McCarthy, whatever, a story for another day, becomes Speaker of the House, we don't want him. I don't want him impeached. So Hunter Biden's already under federal investigation for his taxes. I think the first news broke back in July that a federal investigation was being conducted by the Delaware U.S. Attorney, Dave Weiss. And we're hearing some rumors that they're ready to move on this. Interesting. All of a sudden, they're ready to move on it. Wonder what that's all about. Anyway, he could possibly face charges of, you know, false statements made to the IRS or on his tax returns. Fox News reported last year that police had responded in 2018 to an incident in which a gun owned by Hunter Biden was thrown in the trash. Isn't that nice? No, really, isn't it? A source with knowledge said on October 23rd, 2018, police report that indicated that Haley Biden, the widow of President Biden's late son, Beau, who was in a relationship with Hunter at the time, threw a gun owned by Hunter into a dumpster behind a market near a school. That's just sad. Why? He's a Biden. They're not going to bother him. So I'm your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, really, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem, as we like to say. No, I love when I have them on. And, yeah, some of you are probably looking at your calendar going, wait a minute, what's going on here? Brad Dacus joins me. Yes, it is not Tuesday night. Because, obviously, last night I was not here. I was out partying, because you know how much I love to do that. But I was out partying with some others. Who have been winning some races here in California. Yeah, that's right. Republicans, conservative Republicans winning races in California, and that's a big deal. And, hey, Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Hey, Brad, what's your thoughts on last night?
Well, obviously it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
It wasn't the wave. It was more, not even a ripple, really, but.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's disappointing. It looks like that the Republicans are going to take the House. That's still looking likely, very likely. That's definitely significant. That'll halt any more radical, you know, $1 trillion spending appropriations and, you know, being approved, or increase in taxes being approved. Pretty much halts from a legislative perspective, you know, a lot of, you know, future problems we have in that regard with bad decisions. However, if we don't take the Senate, then the Supreme Court is going to be very vulnerable to flipping the other way if something happens to, you know, Justice Thomas or Justice Alito, or one of them has a heart attack. I feel, you know, I'm not the most comfortable about that, but anyway, but we're still also hopeful that we could still see the Senate be Republican if he, two out of three, you know, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, two out of three of those go Republican, and that's still possible.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're right. I mean, I'm hoping you're right with this, and we do get a change there. Hey, I was going to ask you the. God, I just had it while you were talking. I just had it right on top of my head. Anyway, it'll come back eventually, maybe in a week or two. you know. Oh, in Arizona, Harmeet Dhillon jumped in Arizona because the machines early on were having trouble. They were out of ink. They were turning away people to vote, that kind of stuff. And it's the first time I've really seen us ready to jump in and make something happen, and not a week later, but the same day.
Right.
Does that hold a lot of weight? Is that the way to do it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And you want substantive, you know, legal intervention and action, which is my understanding of what took place there. And that's really good. Showmanship doesn't really do anything. But my understanding, the people that were there were there very substantively. They were there to take concrete action as needed. That was very... Arizona is probably one of the most suspect of all the states in the country when it comes to this last election. I mean, you're looking at 1 in 5 voting machines in Maricopa County. Isn't that the county that last time was reportedly having such massive fraud? So this is very disturbing. And then when you have the person in charge of making sure that there's no fraud, that is the Secretary of State. Oh, that's right, running for the Senate seat.
Yep.
So there's just a lot of question marks and puzzling issues with that. And then the fact that what turned out was really divergent from just about every single poll coming up to the election, where those two candidates were faring about 4 or 5 points better for the one for governor, Republican governor, and Lake, and also the one candidate for Masters, a candidate for Senate, and it was a definite surprise when you have all these polls showing one way, and then suddenly these races are very questionable, that they may not turn out favorable, so Arizona is very suspect. Philadelphia, of course, is also very suspect as well, but. I haven't received much information about that, but it was a very surprising election, and a lot of close races that went the wrong way, in my opinion. I'm trying to find a silver lining here, and I keep looking.
You're the eternal optimist. I love it.
I'm looking at the local level, though. I understand there's school boards that went the right way, and parents spoke up, and we're working. We at Pacific Justice are looking forward to working with those school boards, with new school, with parent-based school board members. We're looking forward to working with them and assisting them all throughout the country.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I was helping other school board members or school board candidates run, and it looks like we're going to pick up at least we're going to flip a progressive board and strengthen one or two others, but. Really interesting, and now comes the training portion, if you would, Ry. I'll sit with them and explain to them what they can do, what they can't do. Don't necessarily listen to what your superintendent says or anybody in the and as a, what they call the cabinet around them, because you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing and somebody doesn't steer you in the wrong direction. In my first year or two on the board, I noticed that maybe because they were used to doing it, but staff would give you the information they wanted to give you to send you in a direction. And so, you know, quickly I had to figure out how to maneuver that and work through it. I think one of the things was you and I, reaching out to you, getting to know you better, and having you help guide me. That made a big difference on how I approach the board, how I approach my board duties, you know.
Well, that's what we're here for, is to serve, you know, not just file lawsuits, but also to serve school board members who are sensitive to parents and the students, and they're not just mere puppets of the teachers' union. And, you know, congratulations. You know, one thing I like about you, Joe, is that you're not just about you getting elected, you know, so you can move on and, you know, move up your political ladder, and it's all, that's usually how politicians are geared. You are looking to your left and your right, and you're saying, okay, how can I get other people, competent people elected to school boards, not just in my school board, but in other school boards in my area, in this community, in this area. That was very exemplary, and I know there's many people who are very grateful, and many parents very grateful in those other communities.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it, what people don't realize is if you're adjacent to another school district, you guys end up working together, and then what I've got is all these progressive lunatics, to put it bluntly, in other school boards, and it makes it impossible, almost impossible, for you to do your job. And again, there's that music. We'll talk more about this the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. We've got a lot more coming up.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance on Wednesday as Republicans moved closer to securing a House majority. A day after Democrats outperformed expectations and history in U.S. midterm elections, the Senate contests in Nevada and Arizona, where Democratic incumbents were seeking to hold off Republican challengers, were not yet called, with thousands of ballots still to be counted. If the parties split those races, the Senate's fate would come down to a Georgia runoff election for the second time in 2 years. Republicans picked up a net 6 seats in the House of Representatives that had previously been held by Democrats, with 71 of 435 races not yet called, according to Edison Research. And Democrats won elections for governor in the blue wall states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, enabling them to defend against Republican-dominated state legislatures on issues such as abortion rights and fair elections. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. No, I'm not going through puberty again at 63 or 2, whatever I am. It was being at a party last night and having to talk over all the noise. I haven't done that in a long time. You know, I'm not the party animal you guys think I am. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, let's, before we get into our conversation, let's let people know what PJI is and how they can help you.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we're very unique. We don't just have one office. We've got 27 offices in 20 states all across the country, 6 offices in California alone, and we do all of our work without charge, and we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We're very unique in that we work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets the help that they need. That's our organization, our mission, and makes us so distinctive as a legal organization.
Yeah, and you know what? I've sent people there for help, and I got to tell you something, people, truly. When you need the help, it's nice to know somebody's there to help you. It's nice to know somebody's there to give you information. And you know, again, it's not free for them to do the service. It costs them money. It just doesn't cost you money. And it's a whole different animal. You know, some people sit back and say, look, I don't have the money to even look into this. And I'll tell them to give them a call, give PJI a call, just to find out whether there's even something here. There might be nothing there. There might be nothing you could do. So, anyway, I appreciate your services. I appreciate what you do. I've sent people there. You've got you're always remiss to discuss the PDFs that you have on your website. One is about taking your schools back, right? The other one is that I think you even have information on how to deal with Child Protective Services, do you not?
Oh, yeah. We've got a great article I just referred someone to today to look at specifically. It's 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS or Social Workers. It's very, very valuable. Every family should have that in their house, you know, because when a social worker calls them and knocks on their door, they need to know what to do and how to handle that ahead of time. Sometimes there's very, very little time to decide what they're going to do, so and how to deal with it. So we highly recommend that one. And then of course, opt-out forms for all 50 states. They're not sure proof. There's still a lot of material that kids can be exposed to that isn't appropriate, but it does give some protection, and parents who have kids in public schools should definitely take advantage of that as well. That's a great resource, customized for each of the 50 states, so it maximizes the opt-out rights for parents to exercise.
You know, the I was thinking about, you know, some of the stuff that you're saying, and I'm saying to myself, so when DCFS, when Child Protective Services shows up at your front door, you don't necessarily have to let them in, do you?
No, you don't have to let them in. And, in fact, unless they have a warrant or unless there is a pending emergency, you know, situation that they perceive to exist, you know, that is that they, you know, have, you know, good evidence to believe that a child's about to be killed or something, you know, like that, then, you know, law enforcement and a social worker can just, you know, they can just come right on in. But otherwise, they need to have a warrant. And so they often try to intimidate their way in. And, you know, we encourage parents to say, look, I'm sorry, I'm not ready here, ready now to talk to you. I've got other things going on. Can you come back next Tuesday at 1:30? And the person will say, well, okay. Look, I'm sorry, I can't deal with you now. Next Tuesday about 1:30? Okay, great. Close the door, then pack your stuff, move to grandma's house, and they have the children examined by private pediatrician, private child psychologist.
Yeah, talk about that, because people don't think of these things, and, you know, they run around the living room kind of going, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I know I'm kind of catching you off guard here, but just give a couple of the basics as to what they should do should they find themselves in this position.
Yeah, and, of course, if your children are in public schools, that's much more dangerous because, you know, what we've seen happen before, just in another case matter that happened not too long ago, you know, the parents found out that their 6 or 7 year old daughter was taken to the principal's office where a police officer and a social worker stripped her and to look at her personal areas and all this stuff without the parents even knowing about it. And, you know, and then, you know, and then they questioned the child, and the child was angry at their mom or dad and said some things initially and then said, no, I just said it because I was angry. Well, you know, they can take a child from a family, and if the child's in a public school, they don't have to have a warrant. They can just go right on in, pull the kid out of class, and start questioning in most states. So the states do vary as far as due process, though. But as a general rule, public schools are the most dangerous place for children to be when it comes to sexual molestation, because social workers, that's effectively, they at the very least psychologically can have that same traumatic effect, if you will. Strangers engaging in that kind of investigatory conduct, if you will, without parents even knowing about it. A lot of children have been traumatized by that. But so parents who homeschool, though, they're in a safer position because social workers can't come in without a warrant. And so if for whatever reason, though, your children have yet to be examined at the school and or you're a homeschooler, we encourage parents to delay them coming into your home. They'll look for something wrong with the home to say it's quote-unquote unsafe and as grounds to take the child. You want to delay it and then pack your bags in the process before you're at that meeting on Tuesday at 1:30. Get out of the house, have the children go somewhere else, maybe to their parents' house where the grandparents are. Have the children examined, like I said, by a child psychiatrist, by a private pediatrician. Have them both issue a report saying there's no reasonable suspicion of abuse or neglect. Have those two letters copied, sent certified mail with a friendly cover letter to the social worker, their supervisor, to police. And it seems sort of dramatic, a lot of work, but it has a very, very
high
percentage.
Your kids are worth the work, you know? And not only that, though, you're moving pretty quick there, but the reality behind all of this is the reason you're saying to do this is they're going to go to one of their counselors. They're going to go to one of their experts, one of their professionals,
right,
who's kind of conditioned to support DCFS as opposed to supporting the child, frankly.
Right, because they get money from the same place. And this little CPS agency, for the county agency, they get $8,000 for every child they take. Per year. And so that money is money that's used to pay for the psychiatrist, to say, oh, yeah, take another one. Yeah, you should take this one. It's very incestuous. It's very dangerous. That's why the parents, while they still have the children in their possession, in their, you know, in their presence, they need to have the children examined by private pediatrician, private psychiatrist, and have them issue their reports. And once that's on file with the social worker, then it's very, very difficult for the social worker and the police to come and take the children, because you pretty much negated, in most, almost all cases, any reasonable suspicion or justification of abuse to take the child, which is it's sort of the checkmate, and that's how you do the checkmate.
So does your normal pediatrician, somebody you go to on a regular basis, would that suffice as well?
Oh, yeah. But you want to have the child brought there immediately, you know, for an immediate updated exam. When they have those two reports in hand, those assessments in hand, the social worker it's going to be very difficult to get a judge to grant them a restraining order to grant them a warrant when, you know, they have in their possession this clear evidence that the kids are okay and that nothing happened.
Got it. Yeah. And again, look, this is no different than the IRS, all right? People get petrified when they see these, people show up at your front door, knock on your front door, that kind of stuff. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. So, again, people, I keep telling you, PJI.org, head over there, check it out, check out what's going on. And the stories, you can't defend yourself if you're ignorant. And you can't call, I tell people when you call, or even when you approach the board, on the school board, you can't just be screaming at the top of your lungs, totally emotional. Get yourself together, lay out the facts, and that way there they can help you. Otherwise, you're just going to be that emotional parent. You know what I mean?
Right, and you don't want to be yelling. You don't want to be hyper defensive. You want to be very smile, very friendly. Say, look, I don't know what this is about, but come back next Tuesday. We can help them through that, and they should go to our website, pji.org, to get that information.
All right, cool. Got more coming up after the break. People, don't go far. Brad Dacus, founder of pji.org, Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you.
people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE. 855-732-5568. Hey, coming up next hour, Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join me. We're going to be talking about the California Red Nothing. I mean, it's really basically Red Nothing. We did have some great wins for Republicans / conservatives at local levels, and it seems to be that's the case in California a lot. It's the local levels, the local positions, offices are taken by Republicans, but they can't make the leap to the state. And it drives me, this commentator, out of my mind. Because if you're good enough to take care of the kids, if you're good enough to run the city, if you're good enough to do that kind of thing, then why aren't you good enough to be in a state position? And I don't know why they can't make the leap, but you know what? I'm not the expert in this area, really. And when it comes to legal stuff, yeah, don't listen to me ever, seriously. That's why I bring on Brad Dacus. He's founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Great organization you need to check out, pji.org, pji.org. Protecting your rights. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, we're down to the point where, Brad, I remember when you first came on the show and we were talking about some of the issues going on and some of the things that you were covering. Man, it's been cycles since you've been on the show. And, you know, we were going in some of the more religious rights of kids. Then we went to the pastor rights. I mean, Mike, it seemed like every week you were picking up some kind of pastoral case somewhere. Then during COVID-19, right, we had the church shutdowns that you went after, and it just never ends. But they are definitely cycles, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. Right now, the cycle we're dealing with is all these people who've lost their jobs for a pandemic that no longer exists, for a vaccine that is no longer effective, and for a virus that's truncated, changed and no longer is the same. And, it's just a very crazy issue. So we have all these people of faith with strong convictions, religious convictions, losing their jobs. And we've saved, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've saved the jobs of many doctors, nurses, police officers, firefighters, teachers. But there are still a good number throughout the country who, as we speak right now, have lost their jobs. So we are litigating, and we have filed lawsuit after lawsuit throughout the United States. I just today talked to our attorney out of our Wisconsin office, Carol Lee, and she pointed out to me a new lawsuit she's filed on behalf of a nursing student who was prevented from getting her nursing certificate or license because she was told that she had to be vaxxed in order to get that, even though other programs and other institutions didn't require it. And it was just an egregious situation. You know, you see students who go through so much hard work and take out loans only to find out at the very last end, the last bit of their education that, no, they can't complete it because they're not vaxxed with a vaccine that is no longer necessary for a virus that has changed and is no longer the same threat, for a pandemic that everyone knows now is no longer in existence. It's really very, very frustrating. So we don't get angry at Pacific Justice Institute. If we can't get it resolved, we sue. And that's what we're doing for her and thousands, actually, across the United States. And that's the latest wave, if you will. And we think this wave of litigation will probably take about 2 years, maybe 3 years at the top side. And then we'll be able to have, of course, we're involved in so many other areas of law dealing with religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life.
So can jobs, or, you're going out to get a new job or do whatever, can they still require, are we back to this again, where they can require you to have that vaccination to be able to work there?
At this point, I would say no. Any employer in the United States, I'll make this very clear, that is still requiring employees to be vaxxed as a condition to keep their job, they're begging for a lawsuit from Pacific Justice Institute. I'm making this very clear, and we've made it very clear. And most employers heed our warning, and they do the right thing. But you have some with adamant, hardcore, cultic-like HRs that are, worship the vaccine and the power trip that they're on.
Yep.
And they cause their companies to be in very highly liable situations. And we've already won a number of these cases for large figures, and we're going to continue to do that, especially the government, so that the government learns they can't engage in these kind of unscientific, uneducated, unjustifiable to mandates at the expense of thousands of people of faith who are being targeted and purged because of their sincere religious beliefs and convictions with no attempt for reasonable accommodation or tolerance.
Yeah, you've taught me over the years. Yeah, I've been paying attention. When you come up with words like reasonable, it's a very broad word in the way it's used, is it not?
Yes, it is. It is, and that's what we litigate. What does that word mean, oftentimes?
I love you guys. When I listen to some of these, or read through some of these transcripts, and I listen, I go, oh, my God, how long can you spend on the definition of a word? It's amazing to me, but I guess that's what you guys do. That's what you learn how to do. And like I said, it is amazing to me. What I want to get back to was a question asked while you were talking on opting out of classes. Okay, you said you had forms for that, but let's talk about what are some of the, give me maybe two or three of the major reasons one would opt out of a class. Maybe the content was something that went against your religious belief, or you felt was not age appropriate. I mean, what are some of the things you can use?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not uncommon for, you know, sex education, and, you know, to no longer be just about the birds and the bees and the difference between men and women and where do babies come from. Oh, no. Public school districts across the country with the pushing of the teachers' union and their, you know, radical leftist ideology, they're pushing values that are very divergent from what most mom and dads want of their children, sexual experimentation and things like that. I won't get in more detail because of this Please. Radio audience, and I don't know who's listening to it. But I think the parents get the point. It's no longer safe. Public schools have become very dangerous with regards to these kind of programs, this kind of instruction. And so these opt-out forms provide at least some partial protection. Unfortunately, some states, like California, are much narrower in terms of the application of opt-out forms. And those opt-out forms do not protect against human sexuality and sexual identity issues and instruction. And that's one reason why I think so many parents in California and New York and states like that are pulling their kids out of those schools. They're homeschooling. And many of them, are, for that matter, are just leaving their state altogether.
Right.
The mistake, though, is when they go to another state, they just blindly think that the school district in a red state is going to be safe. And they're often also controlled by the teachers' unions with very similar curriculum. And that's very important for people to know. Like Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Unified School Districts in Fort Worth, Texas, they have the same radical leftist sexuality curriculum that's been adopted and mandated by the state of California. That's what people need to be aware of.
No, I agree with you. You know, in California, they do a sneaky thing on sex education. And I tell people all the time now, it's not... If people have gotten in their mind that sex ed is the sex ed that you and I had in the 70s, you know, in school, which is not what it is in any way, shape, manner, or form. But here in California, what they've done now with sex education and the stuff that they want to push on your kids is they break it up into three different classes. So in order for you to get the credit in this one particular subject, it is broken up in biology, physical education, and health. And they've told people, I guess I'll have to do this with you offline, but they've told people you cannot opt out of health. Health is required. So it's a third of the class you're getting, but it's probably the nastiest part of the class in health. So
yeah, in California especially, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, these guys, you know, it's like they work overtime to make the most ludicrous things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, parents... You know, they need to, if they're going to have their child in public school, they should do everything they can to protect their child. They need to be involved. If they can be a teacher's assistant, great. If they can attend the school board meetings regularly, that's good. If they can make a point to review all the curriculum materials,
yep.
And use the opt-out forms. But at the end of the day, public schools, particularly states like California, are simply, in my opinion, too dangerous.
Yep.
The curriculum, the agenda they have is from K to 12th grade.
Somebody's asking me a question. I don't want you to run out of time here. Can they refuse to show you or give you a copy of the book and or curriculum that your son and daughter is being taught in school, in a class?
No, they cannot. They must make that reasonably, once again, the word reasonably, available for parents to review. And I say that because some school districts say, well, yeah, from 2 to 3 p.m., you can come in and see it. Well, they know the parents are working. They know they can't get time off. So they need to work with the parents reasonably so parents can review it and thoroughly look at it.
Brad Dacus, always love the time with me. I love what you're doing for people. PJI.org, people. PJI.org. Go there, check it out. Check out the organization and cut. Well, you don't have to cut a check anymore. Just make a donation there. That's how they keep doing their good work. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me to talk about the Red Ripple that took place last night. Be back in a minute.